Entering heaven, I am all that I am. Entering heaven, I am all that I am. What more could I want to be than all that I am? All the delight, all the charm, all the harmony, all the goodness. Just what is heaven? We like to think of heaven as where we go when we die. Well, that's not true. Heaven is a state of consciousness here and now. Heaven is an awareness here and now of who we are and what we are. Entering heaven, I am all that I am. This is what we all can do, we all should do, we all are able to do, is to enter into that awareness of being all that we are. What is it that we are? What is this allness that we are? The allness that we are is to be the fulfillment of whatever a human being is supposed to be. We might say, don't you mean divine being? No. Whatever a human being is supposed to be, that is the allness. Now, what is the allness? What is a human being supposed to be? What is it all supposed to be? How is a human being supposed to be expressing itself in its divinity and its perfection and its oneness? How is it that that's supposed to be? Well, we think of it as something very special. We think of it as something very unique, very wonderful, very idealistic. But is it really? Being our human self is really being our divine self. For being our divine self and our human self are the same thing. Now, what would you say your human self was? What would you say that your human self is? If you were going to be the allness that you could be, if you're going to go to the hospital, say, and buy a baby, and buy the finest baby, you want a baby that's ideal in every way. You want a baby that have a perfect body. Every organ, action, function of the body is perfect, and it is ideally perfect all the baby's life. You want to buy a baby with a body that's perfect all of its life. Every day of its life, its ideal self is being expressed. You want a baby that has wonderful, beautiful eyes, perfect eyes in every way, perfect hearing, perfect speaking. You want a baby that's an absolute genius. You want, what is the original purity and integrity that a baby could be, should be? That's what we want. That's what we want. Now, we're going to this hospital and we're going to buy this baby, and we have the money, and the money that is called L-O-V-E. So with this love, money, we go to the hospital, we look around and we see a baby that turns us on, a baby that is our ideal of a baby. It's expressing its original purity and integrity, it's expressing its purity, it's expressing its allness. It is ideal in every possible way, and it is everlastingly ideal. It is everlastingly ideal. And that's what happens when I enter heaven. I enter heaven because that's where all this purity is, all this wonder is, all this magic is. And as I make my selection of my baby, I make the selection of the baby to be most like I am, expressing my original purity and integrity. I express this baby to be most fantastic, most joyous, most wonderful, most outstanding in every possible way. And I say to myself, wow, what a magnificent experience I have having this wonderful baby being mine now and forevermore. How fantastic that is. How marvelous that is. Wonderful, wonderful, yes. Indeed, yes. That's who I am. Okay? Now, do I have the eyes to see the ideal baby, to see the ideal original purity and integrity baby? Am I going to take a baby that has problems? Am I going to take a baby that has an incidence about it that are not expressing its ideal self? Well, I do not go to the hospital looking for a baby that has problems. I do not go to the hospital looking for babies who are less than their ideal self. I see every baby, its original purity and integrity, and then I make my selection on that one which touches my heart. Now, it's not different from any of the others. They're all their original purity and integrity. They're all beautiful. They're all wonderful. But what is it that means that this one's for me? Well, this one smiled at just the right moment. This one laughed at just the right moment. This one spoke to me at just the right moment and said, "Hey, let's go home." Have you ever gone into a kennel and a bunch of puppies there, all ready to go to their new homes, and you sit at the edge of the kennel or you sit among the puppies, and one or two climb all over you, just want to be with you. The rest of them, they sniff around you. They think you're okay. What's this selection going on? How does this puppy know that he wants to be with you? How does this puppy know that she wants to live in your home? And how do you know that you want that puppy to live in your home? That puppy is, it's expressing its original purity and integrity. That puppy is the ideal puppy. It's whole, it's healthy, it's dynamic. It lives forever in that perfection if we will see it forever in that perfection. Now it's up to us. It's up to me to take that puppy home and feed it good food, things that are good for it, to teach it to behave, to teach it to live according to society that it's in. Not to live under its limitations, but to live under its expansion, under its greatness. And when I take my baby home from the hospital, my baby is all over everything, just happy, happy, happy. Eats, wants to eat everything. But I select that which is for its finest, that which will keep it in its original purity and integrity. I teach it things that are going to be helpful to living in the society that it's in. I'll teach it language. I'll teach it the language that I'm familiar with, or perhaps I'll teach it several languages. Maybe I'll teach it how to do all sorts of things. I'll teach it how to sit on the toilet and flush the toilet and get off it. Or what will I do? Those sound like silly things, but some people do that. Or I'll teach the dog to sing, or I'll teach the dog to talk. I can teach the dog to do anything, but when I teach the dog just to run and play and be a loving puppy with no responsibility except to be itself and have fun, then I am doing the greatest thing in the world. Then I'm doing what I should do with every baby I bring home into my life. With every baby I bring home into my life, I should teach it to be itself and have fun. To run around and play, to dance and to sing, to arf and to barf and to talk how dogs talk. But not loud, but gentle, but loving. And that's the way it will always be. I enter heaven to be all that I am. I enter heaven to be all that I am. I'm going to this baby hospital. And in the baby hospital, I see all these babies. Every one of them is expressing its original purity and integrity. That's in my mind. That's in my heart and in my soul. And one of them turns me on. Maybe two or three. Maybe a dozen. Doesn't matter. But whichever one turns me on, nothing more has to be said. That's the one I take home. That's the one I shower with my love. I shower with my joy. I shower with all that I am. And I say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And it loves me with all its heart. And this is why I enter heaven. I enter heaven every moment of my life, and I see in this heaven my original purity and integrity. I see in this heaven my ideal purpose, my ideal program. I see in this heaven being myself and having fun. I see in this heaven all that I am and all that I will ever be. And I am so filled with joy. I'm so filled with happiness. I'm so filled with love I've chosen the right baby indeed. I've chosen the baby that I love, that I see in its wholeness and perfection. I see that baby that is me. Join me in going to the hospital and selecting that original purity and integrity that's being expressed in this ideal baby, which is you, and treat it all the days of its life in its perfection, in its joy, in its peace, in its love, and know that that's all that matters. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love me. I love me. I love me. Oh, I have selected the super baby, and it is me. And I create you, selecting the super baby, being you. And so it is.